This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Most gracious and loving Father, we thank you today for life, health, and strength, God. We're just so grateful, Lord God, that you stopped by to visit us, Lord God. We're so grateful today, Lord God, that you allowed us to be in your presence today, God. We ask right now, Lord God, that I may decrease, Lord God, that you may increase, because God, we know this is your word, not my word, but these are your people, not my people. And God, we're so grateful to you, Lord God. Lord God, as this word come forth, I pray, Lord God, that it don't fall on deaf ears, Lord God. That it be manifested into the lives of your people, God. That it do what it is designed to do, Lord God. To set us free, Lord God. To deliver us, Lord God. Whatever it is that we stand in need of today, we pray right now, Lord God, that we get it. Lord God, I ask right now if it be any spirit that's not like you, Lord God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, that the word may have free course, Lord God. And we thank you, we praise you in advance for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. And the people of God say amen. And the people of God say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to jump right into the word because we know time is already forespent. So we're going to jump into the word. Turn with me, if you please, to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. Second Chronicles chapter number 20. And for the benefit of reading, y'all may be seated because I might read just a little longer than I want y'all to stand, if that's all right. No disrespect. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter number 20, starting at verse number 15. And I'm going to be reading from the International Version of the Bible. Amen. But it is God's word. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Be of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Zee. And you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jezreel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position. Stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow and the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Skip on down to verse number 21. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord for his love and endurance forever. Verse number 22. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord ambushed against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed, y'all. And if I had to give a title to this message, the battle plan. Amen. We know today is Palm Sunday, and we thank God for the preparations that he did before he went on that cross. Amen. So we don't take it lightly what God has done for us. I know y'all feel like I feel. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on some of our sides, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. We wouldn't be able to be up in here to clap our hands and stomp our feet and sing our song if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Amen. All over this world, we're in a battle. Y'all, some of us in a battle in our mind, some of us in a battle at home, in with our children, on our jobs, just battling. Every day it's a battle of some kind of battle. Some of us can't pay our bills. That's a battle. And guess what, y'all? We tired of battling. And I just stopped by on this second Sunday, Palm Sunday, to give y'all a battle plan. Y'all know when we talk about a plan, it's always a strategic something put in place to handle the difficulties that we're going to go through, amen, or whatever it is. If you decide this week or this month or this year that I'm going to buy a house, you are preparing to pay that note for that house, amen. That's a plan, amen. So here in the Word of God, in the Second Chronicles chapter number 20, the writer would be considered, I think we say Ezra. Some say that it's not, but I'm going to just go by what my Bible said, amen. So he is talking to the people and letting us know it's a lot of different kings. And some of the kings were good and some of the kings were bad. And we're going to talk about one of the good kings, amen, and his name is Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was a king, and I love, y'all know my boy is David, amen. But I like Jehoshaphat too, amen. Jehoshaphat, in the first part of this chapter 20, some messengers came to him and told him it was some armies that were coming after him. The armies, I want y'all to picture the armies, amen. Picture the armies in your life. The battles that you go through, the fights that you go through, and you feel like there's no end to what's going on. But here is Jehoshaphat. Love the Lord, pray to the Lord, but those enemies are coming at him, and he's seeing with his natural eye that they are more than his army. They outnumbered his army. So he, with his back up against the wall, saying, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? The first thing we think about is fear. The fear that comes upon us when things come in our way. Amen. We say, but the Lord, I'm going to say it. The Lord didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power. Power and a sound mind. Amen. So here, Jehoshaphat, just to bring y'all up to why we need a battle plan, because we need one, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I need one every day of my life. It's something. If it ain't one thing, it's something. If it ain't one thing, it's another. If it's I go through this, I seem like I come out of this, I go through something else. If it's my children this week, Lord knows it's my job the next week. It's always something. And God just said, okay, I got something for that. So here we go, Jehoshaphat. They come to Jehoshaphat and tells him that these armies, that Moab, the Moabites, and the Amorites was going to wage war against him. And out of fear, y'all, he just, it's like he said, Lord, what am I going to do? Y'all know if y'all decide to go to the Lord, he'll answer. He'll answer, y'all. He don't just... we like to go to people, but y'all, if we go to the Lord, I'm telling y'all, he'll answer. He'll answer. So in verse number 2, I'm just going to paraphrase this because It's in the Bible, though. Verse number 2, it says, some men came and told Jehoshaphat that the army is coming. Y'all, if an army is coming, if some things are coming, why are we not preparing for it? See, we know things are coming. We know we got to live, but why are we not preparing to live? We just seem like we're just going through emotion. But the Lord is telling us it's time to prepare for what's going to happen. Amen. So here goes Jehoshaphat saying to himself, what do I got to do? What am I going to do? And his first thing was, I'm going to go to the Lord. I'm not going to go to my friends. I'm not going to go to my coworkers. I'm not going to go to back. I'm not going to nobody else. I'm going to the Lord. How many of y'all know if we do that the first time, he'll work it out? If we do it the first time. But a lot of times we don't want to do it the first time. We got to see if we can handle it. We got to see if we can do it. We got to see if she got it, if he got it. But y'all know God will prepare somebody for you. Amen. So Jehoshaphat went in and in the assembly, and he said a prayer. If y'all go on down, read it in y'all own time, but it's in here. You go on down, he goes to the Lord. And his first thing when he was going to the Lord, he told God how good he was. He told God how good he was, y'all. God is good to us, y'all. He told God how good he was. And he reminded God that I'm your child. You my father. And how many of y'all know fathers give good gifts? My father gives good gifts. I don't know about y'all, but mine give good gifts. Amen. I ain't talking about my earthly father. I'm talking about my father that's in heaven. Amen. So he goes to his father. And when he goes into his father's spirit fell on somebody. See, when you in God's presence, all of us in God's presence, go back and read it because it wasn't just him. All of them was in God's presence. God's spirit will show up. And when God's spirit show up, it's no denying the power of God. God's spirit showed up, which brings me to my verse number 15. And it showed up on Jehaziel. It was the spirit of the Lord, verse number 14. The spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. And Jehaziel spoke to the people in Jerusalem, in Judea, and the king. He said, listen, king. And all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord is saying. Y'all, we got to stop. We got to stop going to other people that don't believe in the Lord. We got to stop putting our business in other people's hands and thinking that it's going to get the right outcome. He said, listen, king, and listen, Judea and Jerusalem, don't be afraid. Don't be even discouraged. That army, it's okay. They coming. Y'all, bankruptcy might be coming. But God gonna get the glory out the bankruptcy. How many of y'all know that? He gonna get the glory out of bankruptcy. It might be a divorce, y'all, but God is gonna be in the midst. It says all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So all that's gonna work together. Amen. He said the battle that you're fighting right now in your mind, y'all know we fight battles in our mind. See, we are our own worst enemy. Ain't nobody else got to really fight you. Your mind will fight you harder than anybody else will. And if you don't get control over that mind, it will whoop you from can to can. So, he said this battle
that you're fighting. I ain't gonna even talk about y'all, I'll talk about me. This battle, Katrina, you fighting. At home, at work. Ooh, children, God, children. At church. Don't play like we ain't fighting battles. We fight them every day. But he come to tell me, maybe this just be my word. It ain't yours. It belongs to me. And if it belongs to me, I want you to do this. Number one, if y'all interested in this, how to fight this battle that you're going through, because you're going through it. Might not be my battle, but it's yours. And we all got one. And this battle plan that I'm going to give you, it goes for every battle. Not just one battle, two battles, three battles. Every battle. It'll wipe it out. Right position. Position yourself when you're going through a battle. See, when you're going through a battle, it's almost like you're supposed to be girding yourself up in a defensive mechanism for whatever's going to blow you. Anytime you're going into war, you ain't going there because you're going to look pretty. You're going because you got something you are trying to accomplish. And if you're not trying to accomplish, you need to stay home. Because a war don't care who it attacks or who are the casualties that come through. It's designed to take you out. So if it's designed to take you out, you need to be girding yourself up to fight. And I ain't talking about no fist fight. I ain't talking about no mouth fight, because we fight with this mouth all the time, discrediting other people. I don't like her. I don't like her. She this, she that, this, that, and other. This mouth is a weapon. But that ain't the kind of weapon God is wanting us to fight with tonight, today. Amen? He's wanting us to change our strategy. He said it's time to change your strategy because I want you to win. And the only way you're going to win is by his battle plan. Position yourself. Get in the right attitude. Get in the right posture. Get in him. This word is our weapon, y'all. You can't fight without the word. If you don't know that you are the royal priesthood of God, you're going to keep walking around here like you nothing. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. That's what the word say. But if you don't know that, you're going to still walk around here being defeated. You got to know this word. This word is a weapon for our daily lives so we can live better, do better, be better, and baby, talk better. Because some of these conversations, God say he tired of them. God said he's tired of these conversations, and he hear them. I might not, but he hear them. And he said he's tired of them. He says, tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass, Zing, and will find at the end of gorge, the desert of Jerusalem. You will not have to fight this battle. Take your position. Stand firm in what you believe in. We too many Christians that's tossed to and fro. Anything come through, we ride in the wagon. We ain't standing for nothing. Nothing. They gonna tell you it's green outside. You gonna go out there. Ooh, girl, it's green out there. Y'all know it's a blue rug. We likes to go with the trend so much that we're losing our flavor. We ain't standing for nothing. When you look at the word position, you always think about somebody in a position. or somebody put in a position, or somebody, but that ain't what God's talking about. He ain't talking about, you can go stand in the back corners. That's fine. But that ain't the position he's talking about. He's talking about a position in him. His position. Learning to worship and praise him. Take your position and see my deliverance. How you gonna see something if you ain't in the right position? If you ain't in tune with the Lord, how you gonna see him deliver some things? We gotta get in the right position, y'all. We gotta get in the right position. It says here that Jehoshaphat, Judea, do not be afraid or discouraged. I think about my boy David and how he had to encourage himself in the Lord. A lot of times you have to encourage yourself in the Lord because things happen in your life that even though you got people around you, they can't encourage you. Because nobody know you better than you. And nobody really know your situation better than you know your situation. And also, I want to tell you this. It don't matter how much we tell somebody, you ain't going to ever tell them all of it. You're going to tell them the parts you want them to know. But our God in heaven knows it all. You can come before him naked and not ashamed. And he still love all your flaws. Amen? So you got to come in your right posture. You got to come in your right stance. You got to stand firm in what God is telling you and who he is telling you you are. See, when you get in this word of the word will tell you that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's what the word is going to tell you. But if you don't believe that, You just saying a word. And guess what? Them battles going to keep on slapping you in the face. You can't win, y'all, if you ain't got the word deep down on the inside. And it ain't took root, because it's got to take root in there so it can produce some fruit. Amen. It says, go out and face them tomorrow. The Lord will be with you. I want you to get up the next morning. It don't matter. You could have been crying all night long. Something go your way. He left you. Boo, hoo, hoo, woo, you. Yeah, all that. You got the wrong doctor's report. You got the right doctor's report. But I still want you to get up the next morning. Wipe your face. Wipe your tears. Get up and put your clothes on. And say, God, I trust you with that situation. God, I know you got me. You're showing him that you believe that he can handle the battle that you're in, whatever your battle may be. Whatever. And I know we have them, y'all. I know we have them. And I know we like to say, I'm good. I'm good. Ain't nothing wrong. I'm this. I'm that. And getting mollywopped. Getting mollywopped. That devil whooping your butt from can to cane. And you trying to prove to people that you okay. You got the good life. Man, you better get on your knees and pray to the Father that's in heaven, that sits high and looks low, and tell him all about your situation. It ain't like he don't already know. He knows it, but he wants you to open up your mouth and tell him. John 16 says, we're going to have St. John. We're going to have many trials and sorrows, but I have overcome them all. It don't matter what you done went through in this life. He's already overcome it. We already know he's going to the cross, right? He done already went to the cross and rose up. This Palm Sunday. Hosanna, Hosanna, amen. We already know he done that for us. So he said that We're going to have trials. And, y'all, we're going to be sad. But he said, I have overcome them all. So that sickness in your body, it's got to be able to come under to the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Call it. Stand on it. Stand firm in what you believe, that it'll move. And if not, kind of just spinning your wheels. Amen. Right position. We thank God for the right position. Amen. We thank God that we're going to get in the right position. And our right position is to praise God. Amen. It's to praise God. I looked up the word weapon, and it's not like I don't know what a weapon is. But I looked up a weapon. And I'm just going to tell you my version of a weapon. A weapon is anything that you use to hurt or defend yourself from somebody else or something else. That's what a weapon is. And a lot of times we use weapons, we feel like if somebody hurt us, we got to hurt them back. Or if somebody say something to us, we say something back. If you slap me, I'm going to want to slap you back. Let's just tell the truth. You know, I said we want, you know, we got to tell the truth about it. Weapons. Weapons are used to kill somebody. Sometimes it ain't just to hurt you. A lot of weapons are meant to kill you. The word says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we know who we're supposed to be fighting against, but we like to fight amongst each other. I ain't your enemy. Y'all ain't my enemy. The adversary is our enemy. Amen. And we got to learn to fight against the adversary. Amen. So he says here, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. See, we okay if I get down here and bow my face, and y'all look at me by my face. But the word of God says all of them bow their faces. See, it's a collective thing. It ain't no me, my, or my thing. It's all of us thing. All of us need to come unto the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we can see God move in his place. Amen? It's all damned if I get down here and pray. Everybody just be looking like, what's she doing? But the king, that's what the words say, the king bowed his face to the ground. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Come and go, y'all. They all had to come and go. They needed something done. And when you need something done, man, It ain't about uniformity. It's about unity. Amen. And God will work in that thing. And then it says here, verse number 20, and I didn't read 20, but it says early in the morning, they left the desert on their way to where they got to go. I know a lot of times when we get saved, sanctified, as we want to call it, we feel like we're not going to have any trials or tribulations. We're not going to go through anything. We feel like that we just done arrived at some stuff. But y'all, we ain't arrived. We have not arrived. We're going to go through things daily. But it says, even though we have to go through them, even though you got to get in it, even though you got to go to that job that, you know, those ungodly co-workers, even though you got to go, you go on for a reason, amen. You got to go, because if you stay home, you ain't going to get paid. You got to go. But it's a fixed fight, y'all. That's why I'm trying to go. It's a fixed fight. You got to go. These troops, what if they'd have stayed home or stayed in the camp or stayed somewhere else? They wouldn't see the deliverance that God is going to bring before them. So, y'all, you got to do it. But you got to take God with you in doing it. You got to do it. You got to get in the ring. But it's a fixed fight. Get in there knowing that God is going to bring you out. Get in there knowing God is going to deliver you. Get in there knowing that God is going to touch your infirmities. Get in there knowing and trusting what God is going to do for you. Amen? So they had to go. They said they had to go. They got out early that next morning and went. Prepared. Trusting in God. Thinking already the way has been made for them. Amen? Which brings me to point number two. Point number two. The right people. Yeah, I heard somebody. The right people. I ain't going to even look at my notes on that. I just want God to have his way in that. Because I do have some notes on it. But the right people. Let me go to the word, because I don't want you to say I'm just putting my own stuff. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for his splendor. Judah means praise, y'all. We have lost our praise. In the battle, we sing this song all the time. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. We really don't believe that because we ain't praising God. We just come in here Sunday after Sunday and sit, look, and say we don't went to church. But we ain't praising God. The right people. He said the king appointed some people to sing and praise before the army. Sometimes, y'all, we got to know our place. Why do we send people that don't have God's best interest nor your best interest in front of something? Why would you send somebody that don't like people to go out in the community to help people? Who they gonna draw? They ain't gonna draw nobody. Why would you send somebody out there, they face frowned up, they don't like nobody, they're mean and hateful, to represent you? You got to have the right people for the Lord to deal with it. If you don't have the right person or people, it's going to stay stagnant. The right people means they have the voice of the Lord or the voice of whoever sent them. And if they don't have the voice of the Lord and the voice of the person that sent them, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. I don't care if you like her, him, them. If God said it ain't going to work, it ain't going to work because they're the wrong people. It's the wrong people. And we keep trying to fit a square peg in a round hole because we like them. Yeah, because it's a word. Yeah, I know it's a word for it. I know it's tight, but it's right because we like them. But they ain't got no God in them nowhere. And so guess what's happening? You got to have the right people, y'all. Going to war, you got to have the right people. You can't just have anybody that don't know. She might be fine, but do she know how to pray? He might be handsome, but do he go to work? Do he? She might look good and just as clueless as she want to be upstairs. But she look good. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing going on upstairs. Can't cook, can't clean, can't nothing. But she look good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she look good. Oh, he fine. Yeah, all that. And playing more video games than your son. Ain't going nobody work. You got to have the right person or the right people to move forward. If you ain't got nothing you looking forward to, then yeah, you can have those. Oh, she look good. She fine. I like her. But get her by 50, 55, 60. She's, let me see it all done sagged on. Nah. Can she pray? Can she battle before the Lord for our house, for our situation? Can she cover the children? You got to have the right people. And it's nothing wrong with that, y'all. We need to stop putting people in places because you like them. And then expect for God to move. And you ain't got the right people. Can't pray an aunt away. Don't even think about praying. Heart as black as these pants I got on. But we like them. And we put them in places. And then they affect something else. Or affect some other people. And then before you know it, everybody's infected. Because you were scared to put the right people in places to move things forward. Well, this king wasn't. I'm just going to tell y'all about Jehoshaphat. I don't want nobody else. This king here, he says, he appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for his splendor. You got an army coming behind you. You got some bills that's due right now. And you definitely don't know how you're going to pay them because it's already almost the middle of the month. You already did your thing the first of the month. You already got your check the first of the month. You don't did what you call yourself going to do, but it's the middle of the month. And some unexpected things came up. The first of the month. I got my check. Mm-hmm. But it's the middle of the month. And some unexpected things came up. I might have to take the baby to the nursing room. And if y'all ever like me, they don't give me nothing. I'm just saying. You got to go get some medicine. Some unexpected things come up. Y'all know this insurance is off the roof. It's time for renewal. Unexpected things come up. You might not even been paying that no attention, but you got to pay it. And you ain't got no money. Can you pray about it and not be about it? Y'all know what I mean. Pray about it. We got to pray. Y'all know if we worship and praise the Lord, he'll work all our situations out. He'll work them all out. While you praising, while you worshiping, God is working it out for you. Let me prove it to you. And they begin to sing and praise the Lord, set ambushes against the men, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. See, that's our weapon. Praise is your weapon, y'all. Stop using your own personal weapons and use God's weapon. And let him defeat. That's why he said this battle is not yours. It belongs to him. That's why he says that. This battle don't belong to us, y'all. It belongs to him. And if you're praising me, I'm working it out for you. If you're worshiping me, I'm working it out for you. I don't care what you're going through, how you're going through it. If you praise me and you worship me, I'll work that situation that you thought was too big for you. I'll work it out, and I'll set some ambushes, and I'll take them out. You just got to show up and watch God deliver you out of it. You just got to show up and see the salvation of the Lord. You just got to show up and see how good God is going to be. Show up for God, y'all. Start showing up. Show up for him and watch him do it. You won't have to lift a finger. All you got to do is lift your voice. You ain't got to lift a finger. Lift your voice to the Lord, and he'll work it out for you. He's so good. He's such a great God. And he'll do it just for you. And y'all, he'll go a step further. Because number three, since we got to get points. The right people, the right place with the right people brings about right or victorious outcome. Because that was the outcome. They were defeated. They were defeated, y'all. I thank God for defeating my armies, y'all. Amen. And I thank God for going a step further. I just got to bring this in because I'm just, you know, might want to be a little messy. But I got to bring this in. He went a step further. He didn't just defeat them. Ooh, y'all got to read that. All them thought they was coming against him or them. He defeated them, and then they turned on each other. They don't even know why they was fighting each other, y'all. But my God will do it. My God will do it. Keep on coming and watch God. Let them keep coming. It can be one on this side, that side, and behind you. Let them keep coming for you. Let them keep coming for you, and you get to praising God. Let them keep coming for you, and you get to talking to God about it. Let them keep coming for you. And watch God turn them on each other. They don't even know what hit them. They ain't gonna even know what happened. Let them keep coming for you. God will do it, y'all. God will do it. He'll do it. The word says it. They was all around him. All of them was all around him. They defeated each other. And was not, ooh, let me go back to it. It says, God, God, God. I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited. He said when they got there at the desert, when they got there, when Judah got there, when Jerusalem got there, it says when they got there to overlook in the desert, it says they only saw dead bodies. Wasn't nobody left. God will take them all out. Because I'm praising, I'm worshiping him. I'm going to keep praising him. I'm going to keep worshiping him. I'm going to keep praising him. I'm going to keep worshiping him. And I'm going to watch God do it. I'm going to watch him deliver me right out of the hands of the enemies. And I ain't going to have to lift a finger. Hallelujah. I ain't going to have to do nothing but praise him. But praise him. But praise him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch him do it. Watch him deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. Watch him. He gonna do it. Let them keep doing it. Let them, don't talk to them. Let them keep doing it, y'all. Let them keep pushing. They're going to push into each other. They're going to be dead. The traps ain't going to work. They ain't going to work. They're not going to work because God said it. God said if I praise him and I worship him, that he'll take care of all of it. And he'll wipe it all out because I'm doing what he called me to do. Thank y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is a battle. It's a battle. But God got a plan to get us out of it. He got a plan to walk us through it, y'all. He got a plan to pull us all the way out. And I thank him, y'all, for the plan. The song says, praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I'm going to praise him while I can. I'm going to praise him at all times. If you know you are in a battle and you need God, you need God. You need God. Nobody but him. Nobody but him can bring you out and attack your situation and wipe it clean. He not even going to leave no residue. He ain't going to leave no residue, y'all. He not going to leave no residue. Hallelujah. If you know God is speaking to your heart and you want to be a part of this ministry, hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. God is so good. He has a plan for it all. Don't get weary in well doing. Don't get weary in well doing. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're going to reap if you faint not.
This is what I do,
my Lord.
When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise.
Glory to God.
Praise is who I am. I'm a praise, and while I can, I'll bless him at all times. And I
God.
Through the good and the bad, I praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Whether happy or sad, I praise you. In all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you. I vow to praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Through the good and the bad, I'll praise you. Whether happy or sad, I'll praise you.
Thank you, God.
In all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. We have Morgan and Mari for our candidate for baptism. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We're adding to the body of Christ.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Mari and Morgan, you'll see Sister Cassandra and Minister Moss to get your information. Amen. After service. Amen. Let's thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we go into our second phase of worship, offering, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Today I want to challenge you with something. I want you to sow because you know you're in a battle and that God is going to bring you out. Amen. Sow with the intention of God bringing you out. God is an intentional God. Amen. He's an intentional God and he knows. And that's, I don't know why God gave me that, because y'all know, I'm telling y'all, it just came out. I don't know. But that's what God is saying. Be intentional about what you're doing with God's money. Be intentional about what you're doing for the Lord. Have a purpose behind what you are doing for the Lord. And make it be personal. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit, said the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Also, the Lord said he loves a cheerful giver. So don't give anything grudgingly. Be happy about it. If it's a dollar you have, be happy about to give that dollar and watch God multiply that dollar. Amen? Amen. Don't let nobody make you feel bad about that dollar. You put that dollar and know that God is going to multiply it on your behalf. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the sowers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what they're going to sow into the kingdom, Lord God. We, Lord God, I pray right now that you turn it into a hundredfold. We're not going to say 50. We say a hundredfold, Lord God. You make it multiply, stretch it, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. You take it, you cultivate it, Lord God, and meet the needs of your people, God. Whatever they stand in need of, God, we come right now asking you to meet the needs of your people, God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're sowing in advance for what you're going to do in their lives, God. And we pray right now that all the seeds, Lord God, will be for the upbuilding of your kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Now in the hands of our ushers. Our middle receptacle is also our vision. Amen. Don't forget, you know, you can text to give or you can use tithely to give. Amen.
You know it's all